Two resignations from the Bush cabinet were announced yesterday. Commerce Secretary Don Evans will be leaving, and so will Attorney General John Ashcroft. The Attorney General is best known for his aggressive approach to the war on terror. Many in the administration credit him with preventing further attacks after 9/11. But civil liberties groups insist John Ashcroft will be remembered for declaring war on constitutional rights. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
John Ashcroft was narrowly confirmed to his post after a bruising confirmation battle. That firefight was only the beginning. After September 11th, Ashcroft detained hundreds of immigrants, held immigration hearings in secret, and helped create administration doctrine about the treatment of enemy combatants. When he was attacked for those steps, Ashcroft fought back hard. He addressed his critics directly in testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Your tactics only aid terrorists, for they erode our national unity and diminish our resolve. They give ammunition to America's enemies and pause to America's friends.
Statements like that seem tailor-made for use in fundraising bulletins and speeches by the American Civil Liberties Union. ACLU Executive Director Anthony Romero says Ashcroft pursued a scorched-earth approach to the war on terror and seldom took civil liberties into account.
And I think when you end up comparing the legacy of John Ashcroft and his record, he will turn out to be one of the worst attorney generals in American history. We'll compare him to Mitchell Palmer, for instance, at the turn of the 20th century, who was responsible for the Palmer raids.
After World War I, Attorney General Palmer arrested thousands of people in notorious anti-communist raids. Ashcroft's longest-lasting achievement may be the USA Patriot Act. Passed just weeks after September 11th, the act became known for a handful of controversial provisions that expanded police surveillance powers. Even though a Democratic Senate helped craft the act, civil liberties groups said the law invited abuse. But Georgetown law professor Viet Dinh says, in fact, Ashcroft was constantly worried about protecting civil liberties. Dinh helped write the Patriot Act when he was at Justice.
Those kinds of conversations happen on a daily, if not on an hourly basis. And many times it is not the lieutenants who bring up these types of comments, but rather the leader himself.
Ashcroft defended his strategy in the war on terror by saying it got results. He listed his achievements in a farewell note to the Justice Department and wrote in bold letters, "There have been no major terrorist attacks on American soil since 9/11. But his critics say for all of Ashcroft's civil liberties violations, he only caught small fish. David Cole also teaches at Georgetown Law School.
The best he can show for that is this group of young men in Lackawanna who, yes, went to an al-Qaeda training camp, but there's absolutely no evidence that upon their return they ever undertook any steps whatsoever to engage even in a petty crime, much less in terrorism.
Ashcroft seldom talked with his detractors and rarely testified before congressional oversight committees. While FBI Director Bob Mueller could appear at an ACLU gathering and trade jokes with the crowd, Ashcroft preferred to do battle. For example, last year, the American Library Association took aim at a provision of the Patriot Act that could allow the FBI to secretly subpoena reading records from libraries or bookstores. Ashcroft could have reassured the librarians by reporting that the act had never been used in this way, as he would later admit. But instead, Ashcroft mocked the librarians' concerns.
According to these breathless reports and baseless hysteria, some have convinced the American Library Association that under the bipartisanly enacted Patriot Act, the FBI is not fighting terrorism. Instead, agents are checking how far you've gotten in the latest Tom Clancy novel.
Ashcroft supporters say he laid the groundwork for anti-terror policies for years to come. Berkeley Law professor John Yoo worked with Ashcroft, and he says the attorney general was beleaguered because he was a visionary.
He was one of the core principals who helped turn the government toward the view that terrorism is war, not crime.
It's almost hard to imagine the civil liberties debate in this country without Ashcroft involved, but there may be more fireworks. Ashcroft says he's not leaving until his successor has been confirmed. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.